Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
And eight coming up on the program today. Fuck it! I want the world to see the hot ass I'm banging. Plus, ejaculating on your friend's wife's leg and flying penises of doom. Doom! All of this plus your emails, voicemails! I almost had it!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Oh, I was so close. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday. Did I say Tuesday at the top of the program? The show's already in the shitter. Not even 3 minutes into it. Yes, it's Wednesday. If I did say Tuesday, I apologize. We didn't do a show for you non-paying members yesterday. There was a show, however, for my sideshow freaks, in which a great Sextastic Tuesday was written by Corey, and we performed that. It was a musical. Which is a first for Distorted View. Here's a clip from one of the songs.
Look at you, with your gorgeous body and varicose veins. Your skin is soft like mashed potatoes, and you smell like raw cabbage. And you must be smuggling small children with an ass like yours. If I only have one moment to show you the real me, here it is, my love. Lucille. You may have Alzheimer's disease, but please don't forget me. Take a chance on romance with me, please. Oh, Lucille, let's make some sweet love right now here in aisle four.
That's Harvey, the main character in the story. He has a harmonica that he can play with his ass. So if you want to hear the whole story, it's quite fantastic, and you're not a Sideshow member, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Do you remember, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, Cheryl Murkowski posted one of her shows where she called the hover-around people. Well, she's at it again. She just posted a new show where she calls a catalog company called Living XL. And this is a company that caters to morbidly obese people. They have toilet seats that support weights of up to 1,200 pounds. They have gowns that go up to like 10XL. And they have products that'll help you wipe your ass and all sorts of just horrible shit for obese people. So Cheryl Murkowski called. I'm not going to play the whole thing, obviously, because I want you to go to whorehole.org and listen to it for yourself. But here's just a clip of Cheryl inquiring about one of the products.
And anyways, now I'm wondering for myself, you sell these things called a uribag portable urine collector.
Yeah?
And I'm not sure which one to get, because you've got one for the male and one for the female, and I've got some medical issues. I think it's called a prolapse. Have you heard of this?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Is it self-explanatory on the internet?
Yes, I mean, you can Google image. Well, it's basically where, you're into, it's, well, just Google image it. You know what about that Google image?
I love how she just suggests to Google image prolapse. The woman's going to be horrified.
You know,
what item number is that?
The prolapse?
Yes.
I don't think you sell prolapse.
Oh, we don't sell that. Oh, okay. So, the woman that's not one of our products, then.
The woman is barely paying attention. Then we don't sell that. I'm sorry.
Now, did you Google it to understand my condition? You don't have the Googles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so my question, well, so here's one of the item numbers, X1103. Now, this is the, it says the portable
urine. That's the male. That's for the male, yes, ma'am.
Now, my issue is that a prolapse is kind of like, when your lady parts, they kind of come outside of your body. Okay? So it's more like a cross between a male and a female anatomy. Now, I'm not sure which one would be the best to collect my urine because of this unique condition. Now, at $40, I don't want to get both to see which one works well.
Can you hold on a minute, ma'am?
Sure.
I'm going to ask the hold on a minute.
And this is where the supervisor gets involved. So if you want to check it out, she asks about tons of products, not just about the Urabag or whatever. So if you want to check it out, whorehole.org. It's the newest Cheryl Murkowski podcast. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got a couple more pieces of audio for you. Now, I've seen this clip before, but I don't think we've played it on the show. It's a big fat woman who's pissed off at kids videotaping each other, like skateboarding, right? They're just minding their own business, and she flips out.
Get off the steps now! I want the camera! Who gave you permission? I need your name!
Some kid yelled, "Drill Sergeant!"
Give you permission to film! Get off the steps!
If you don't shut up...
I'm calling the police now! Call 911 now!
Cuckoo.
You know what, asshole? Since you insulted my kids and family, call the police now!
She's convinced that these kids have insulted her... and her family.
No, give me the film and the camera. I've had it with you photographers that feed on me.
Photographers that feed on her.
No, you just did an illegal boom. Then you always work here alone. What's your name and number, Norma Kay? I'm tired of being beat on by people, by photographers who use the photos against people. I want, and you threaten me. You come here all the time.
I have never been here in my life.
That's a lie!
I swear to God.
That's a lie!
You remember seeing me?
Yeah, I do!
You're a liar.
No, I'm not!
I have never been here in my life.
That's a lie! What's your name? What's your card? If you're a photographer, give me the card! Give me your card! You're here, Dairy Queen, get out!
Now, when I first watched this video, I said to myself, you know, maybe the kids are just being assholes, and maybe they are harassing her all the time. But then take a listen to this.
Yes, I am! You come every couple of years and take illegal photographs! What's your name?
You come every couple of years and take illegal photographs. That seems pretty nutty to me.
That's illegal what you guys do!
One of the kids then asks, look, lady, tell me exactly what I'm doing that's illegal. And she lays it all out for him.
Tell me!
Because
tell
you're me. Not allowed that trespass, get away from me!
What did we do wrong?
You're one, trespassing, two illegal photographs!
All right. One trespassing, two illegal photographs.
Three, you're not allowed!
Three, you're not allowed, which is not clearly defined as a law, I believe.
Three, you're not allowed!
Hey.
Four, you would yell that!
Grow up,
you grow up! You're an illegal photographer! Get out!
Illegal photographer. Excuse me, grow up, man. Grow up.
Illegal photographing, trespassing!
Grow up.
Are you an aborigine?
You have insulted me before! You know what you guys do? You take illegal photographs and insult!
You're a hater, herder, life destroyer. Somebody died because they couldn't get their phone. wonder if those two women are related. And finally, oh, I've got this great homemade porno. Now, this is a bizarre fetish, I guess. This is where a guy enjoys literally beating his meat. He is slapping his penis on a table hard, and then he starts punching his cock. Take a listen. Just sort of... That's where he's slapping it on a table. Loud. That's his cock! Jesus. And now, he starts punching his penis. Pre-cum is seeping out. There you go, the dick tenderizer. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Alright, you know the drill. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Members get every single episode of the show in the archives, plus extended shows and exclusive shows. We've got an extended show today, an exclusive show we did yesterday. Today is a great day to sign up, though. I'm releasing a new single. A lot of you people already know that I am an accomplished singer-songwriter. I had a deal with MCA Records that fell through at the last minute, but many of you have heard Pain, Rain, Love. That was the first single to be released off my ill-fated album, Fat Girls Hate for Two. Now, I'm very excited to release a new song. Now, I did not write the original, but I definitely made this my own. You may recognize this as one of my current favorite songs.
Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love.
Many people said, Tim, you can't mess with the original. But to me, being an artist is all about taking risks. So for you Sideshow Freaks today, I will play my new single, Chock Full of Love. If you're not a member, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. I'm sure a lot of you guys have already heard of this one. Russian Secret Service are legendary for their bizarre and often deadly weapons, but a remote-controlled flying penis... The weapon of critical mass distraction, I see what they did there, was used to devastating effect in a stunt at a speech by chess legend turned political activist Garry Kasparov. If you haven't seen it yet, there is video on YouTube, and I'll post a link on the show notes so you can check it out. The world-famous grandmaster, a noted critic of the Kremlin and recently retired President Vladimir Putin, was given a speech to opposition forces when a radio-controlled penis buzzed across the room. Flying penises! It'd be better if the penises ejaculated in Garry Kasparov's eye or something. Just flew right over to him and went... Pfft. That's a Bukkake surprise, courtesy of the Kremlin, jackass. I've seen the video, and it's just like a remote-controlled, motorized penis that's flying. Like it's just a penis that has like a helicopter propeller on it or something. First the Sputnik, and now this? I think the Russians have us beat, technologically speaking. Yes, the world-famous grandmaster and noted critic of the Kremlin was given a speech to opposition forces when a radio-controlled penis buzzed across the room. The surreal prank was promptly cut short when one of his security guards smashed the penis out of the air. Penis smasher! Yes, he's a penis smasher too. Second story we have for you today comes from Dallas, Oregon. An Oregon man who ejaculated on the leg of his friend's wife was convicted of sexual abuse. First of all, what was the friend's wife doing up until the point where the guy ejaculated on her? Was she just standing there watching him masturbate? If so, move a couple steps to the right and avoid that nasty situation. It's not a scenario where you say to yourself, well, if I make a fuss or if I say something, it might embarrass him. He's a guest in our home. I'll just pretend I'm washing dishes. No, you remove yourself from the situation. This is why women get raped. Yes, he's forcing me to perform fellatio and has a knife inside my cunt, but I'm just so shy. If I would have only taken public speaking in high school. Damn it! Prosecutor Sebastian Newton Tapia, worst name ever, your parents hated you, said Monday that skin-to-skin contact had always been required to get a conviction for third-degree sex abuse, but Avera agreed with prosecutors that semen constitutes an intimate part of a man's body and justified the charges. Serafin, 26, faces up to 1 year in jail when he is sentenced on May 28th. According to the judge's written ruling, Serafin slept over his friend's Dallas apartment after the two got drunk while watching a football game on December 3rd. Serafin, his friend, and the friend's wife all slept in the living room. The friend slept on a couch while his wife and Serafin slept on recliners. A few hours later, this is where it gets good, the woman awoke to a wet feeling on her exposed leg. She looked up and saw Serafin at the foot of her recliner. Serafin zipped his pants up and fled into the kitchen when the woman screamed. The woman had trouble waking her husband because of his extreme intoxication, but finally threw water in his face. Once awake, the husband tossed Serafin out, and the couple contacted Dallas police. Final story we have for you today comes from Wisconsin. Again, it's a short one. Felony charges were filed today against a lacrosse teen accused of posting nude photographs of a 16-year-old female on his MySpace page. 17-year-old Alex Phillips was charged with possession of child pornography, even though he's a child himself, sexual exploitation of a child, and defamation in La Crosse County Circuit Court. La Crosse County authorities confirmed Saturday that Phillips' website had two photographs of the naked girl after receiving a tip from police in Wisconsin, according to the criminal complaint. Phillips had no intention of removing the photographs. This is the part that I love. Told by police he could go to jail for posting the photos, his reply was, "Fuck that, I'm keeping them up." He's my hero. Here's what I don't understand. He's being arrested for child porn, right? It was probably his girlfriend. He probably took naked photographs of her after he had sex with her or whatever. How come you can be underage and have sex with another underage girl, but if you're underage and you own photographs of the underage girl that you just had sex with, then all of a sudden you own child porn and you're going to jail? Also, I'm guessing this child is probably really, really ugly, and he wanted to post on his MySpace these pictures of the naked girl as proof that he was able to bang someone. He's so desperate to have people believe that he could actually have sex with a girl, he's willing to tell police, "Fuck it, I don't care, I'm leaving him up." Attaboy, he's probably a Distorted View listener. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday, not Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaking dickies.
Sledgehammer.
Alright, Peter Gabriel checking in.
I got little Timmy Henson in both of my ears. Fucking thrilling.
Okay, very nice.
Okay, I think it's ready.
I do.
Okay, what should I say?
Anything.
I don't think he'll like this. You probably can't hear this right now.
Oh, yes, we can hear this.
What should I say?
Call again.
But if he's playing this right now, in the future, then he's probably already hung up.
Yeah, exactly.
So should I submit this one?
Yeah.
No, wait, because he always plays the second one, so it would be pointless submitting this one if I'm going to
Right. You got me all figured out.
Timothy James. This is Matt from jamhole.com. I just wanted to say I'm listening to your show out here delivering water to all these motherfuckers, and every fucking time you play that shit dildo fucking clip, dude, I get that shit stuck in my head, and then I end up, you know, wandering around these people's offices just going,
shit.
Yeah, dude, fucking awesome. That's got to be, like, the best clip you've ever fucking made. So,
all right, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Rob from Cleveland.
That's like, you know, I've been doing the show for, like, 8 years in various forms, and the one piece of audio people will take away with them is shit dildo.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Rob from Cleveland. I'm back from Florida.
Ooh.
And I'm finally caught up with your shows.
Good.
While I was down in Florida, I went to Disney World, and I came up with not a new sex term, but, like, a life term.
Okay.
Sex term, but yeah, used
it's a life,
for life
term.
And that term I like to use is called parades. Whenever you see two or three or four, or basically just more than one person, like zooming around in a little rascal or in a hover round or anything like that, that's a parade.
It is
and
a parade.
Because
a cavalcade, if you will.
Parade, you can cheer them on, you can scream and yell, you can wave a flag in front of them. If they're confused, well, they're old, so they're already going to be confused. Well, just wanted to point that out to you.
I'll make this into a bizarre sex term. It's called a parape. It's a fun, festive, parade-style raping. Maybe balloons are involved, floats. Just a lot of people raping in fun and festive ways. All right, a couple more voicemails here, and we'll end it.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian. You're a Sideshow member from New Jersey.
Yes.
And recently on the show, you asked us what we think you should get, Xbox 360 or PS3.
Right.
I think you should get the 360.
Why?
Because I think it has a lot more games, mm-hmm. a lot better games. I mean, yeah, you're right, you're not saving that much money by getting it, but you can buy a whole nother game with it.
Wow.
And
I'd have to get the wireless little dongle thing.
The whole online capabilities, you can play with a lot of your freaks.
I can play with the freaks, but doesn't PlayStation 3 have online capabilities
as
well?
He actually watches your show. Yeah, that's about it. See ya.
All right, well, thank you very much for the input.
Hey, Timmy, it's Haley's Comet, Sideshow member. I'm a bit backed up. I haven't been listening much in the last month because I'm now a dad. I've got a one-month-old son.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And, I'm really happy about all this, but, I don't sleep. And, he keeps you up all night. He keeps us up all night with the crying and the fussing and the screaming and the feeding and the, spraying poop everywhere and peeing if you're not covering things up properly while changing the diaper.
That's been the number one complaint from people when they date me as well. I stay up at night, I poop my pants, I cry, I scream.
And after, in the morning, when you've gotten, 20 minutes worth of sleep, and that's split up into half a dozen different little, tiny little slices and segments, you wake up.
I gotcha, it's okay,
buddy. Morning out, and you look down, and you see it about the sleep deprivation.
Fast forward a little
and the
more
fact
here.
That you haven't coffee, that cute, smiling little face.
Okay.
You've got things all wrong with Cuddle Party. I just got to that episode.
Oh, okay. Finally, we're getting to the point. A minute into his call, we're getting to the point of it. It's about Cuddle Party.
Information makes me a little bit manic. Anyway, Cuddle Parties. You've got things all wrong with Cuddle Parties. I just got to that episode. Cuddle Parties are not a way for sad, pathetic, miserable people to desperately seek out the human attention they don't get otherwise. No, no, no. Cuddle Parties are a very different beast. Cuddle Parties are for swingers to try out fuck buddies without actually exchanging bodily fluids.
It's like a test drive.
You go to a swing club and, there's probably a funk in the air because everyone is sweating and screwing and drinking. And you don't know if that weird funk you're so desperate to escape is coming from, just the room in general, or if it's emanating almost entirely from the person you're about to bang. And you don't know until you take them home or take them into a private room that they've got a real serious funk about them, or they've got some really odious personal habits or a nasty cough because, the thumping music drowns it out.
All right, enough! Can't understand anything he's saying.
Hi, Tim. I'm not a Sideshow member yet, so, I was wondering about it. You say I can't send in $5, in the mail?
Oh, yeah, someone emailed me the other day about that. There's like, I want to sign up for the Sideshow, but I just want to make sure of a couple things. Now, when I send my $5 into your P.O. box, no, you're not going to do that.
But I was wondering if I could make a deal with you. And that is, I send in $15, and I get 2 months, That's like a $5.
No, I can't do that. Just save up your little money, and then when you get $50, or sign up for a PayPal account, and you can just put your $15 in there, and you sign up for a monthly. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD.
I've got a prolapsed ass, cunt. You know what that is, honey.
Is it self-explanatory on the internet?
Just look it up in Google Images.
Pretty good. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. DigUsSunday.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow with a big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Close your eyes and think of England. Lay back.
I'm a mommy.
You're a mommy?
I'm a mommy. Arrgh!